Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Ellen Belcher, filling in for Emily McCord. Today I'm talking with John Green, director of the Ray Bliss Institute of Applied Politics at the University of Akron. Thanks for your time, John.
Well, it's great to be with you.
Mitt Romney didn't get that decisive win that he was looking for in Ohio. He won by less than 1%, carrying just 19 counties, almost exclusively in the cities and the nearby suburban areas. Meanwhile, Rick Santorum took 69 counties. As a result, the primary is going to keep marching. What surprised you about the results in Ohio on Super Tuesday?
Well, you know, I really wasn't very surprised at all. And, you know, we've seen things like this before. Rick Santorum certainly did well in the parts of the state where one would have expected him to do well, in the rural areas and that some of the exurban areas that are reaching out into rural areas. Those are where the more traditional, more conservative Republicans are generally found. Mitt Romney did much better in the metropolitan area, which are places where there are lots of Republican voters, but they tend to be somewhat more moderate. So, you know, the overall patterns really didn't surprise me that much. I guess the one really interesting thing was how well Mitt Romney did in the far southwestern corner of the state, not just Hamilton County and Montgomery County, but the suburban areas in between, Butler County and so forth, areas that are bedrock Republican areas and often quite conservative, did very, very well down there. And that may have been astute campaigning. It also may have been, in part, the endorsement of Senator Rob Portman, who is from that area and campaigned very vigorously on the part of Mitt Romney.
That raises an obvious question here. Senator Rob Portman made a full court press, not just in southwestern Ohio, but throughout the state. And in a lot of circles, he's getting credit for how well Romney did in certain parts. Did Rob Portman just move up on the list of possible vice presidential candidates?
He was already on a short list of vice presidential candidates because he's very popular in Ohio. And everyone believes, and I think they're right about this, that Ohio will once again be a key battleground state.
Now, you told the Columbus Dispatch that if Newt Gingrich had not been in the race and if 60% of his votes had gone to Rick Santorum, a reasonable possibility, that Romney would have lost in the state. What does that say about Governor Romney's appeal in Ohio?
I think that Governor Romney has had a problem appealing to elements of the conservative wing. He's done pretty well with moderates. He's done pretty well with independents, that lean Republican, a pretty important group in Ohio and around the country. But he's had some real problems with the conservative base. And we saw that illustrated very well here in Ohio. He did not do very well with evangelicals. He did not do very well with rural voters, whether it was on economic issues or on social issues.
Republican primaries can be quirky things because so few people vote and because the elections attract the most conservative and most passionate voters. Are the media making too much of the primary results, not just in Ohio, but elsewhere? Are they extrapolating a little bit too much about what might happen in the fall with too little information?
Primaries, even presidential primaries, are often very different. They're often skewed in one way or another. And that's not to criticize the primary process. Primary process is for something else than winning a general election. But one has to be very careful about extrapolating.
Because the race isn't settled yet, there are some pundits that are talking about the possibility of Republicans picking their candidate at the convention this summer in Tampa. What's contemporary history tell us about that sort of thing, and how would it handicap the nominee, or would it?
Well, we haven't had what's often called a brokered convention for a long, long time. In fact, the last national conventions where we even had more than one ballot for the presidential candidate was in 1952. And it would be hard for another candidate, a candidate that didn't run, that didn't recruit delegates, that didn't go through the caucus and primary process, to come in at that last, the late date, and be effective.
I've been talking with John Green, a political scientist at the University of Akron. As always, it was great talking with you, John. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.